One report, two congressional committees, and two very different approaches and responses to the Veterans Affairs Commission on Care report. Now, that commission recently offered 18 recommendations for reforming veterans' health care, and there's relative agreement among the House, Senate, and the administration over which suggestions could work and which ones couldn't. But there's plenty of disagreement over the details. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
There isn't too much about the VA Commission on Care report that the Veterans Affairs Department and Congress doesn't like. But the disagreements they do have are sparking debate over some pretty big details. And the House and Senate each had their own approach to looking at this report. In the Senate, VA Secretary Bob McDonald was invited to testify. In the House, he wasn't. The Senate heard from 10 people about their views on the report, including 6 veteran service organizations, 2 commission members, and 2 VA leaders. The House heard from 2 people. Both were on the Commission on Care. But President Obama and the VA itself say they agree with 15 out of the 18 commission recommendations. And one of the 3 that they disagree with will likely be a major sticking point during future debates. VA Secretary Bob McDonald.
Overall, I see the commission's report as validation of the course we've been on for the past 2 years. There's hardly anything in the report that we haven't already thought of or aren't already doing as part of our ongoing MyVA transformation efforts. We differ on some details, but we wholeheartedly agree with the intent of almost all the commission's recommendations.
The commission suggested an 11-member board oversee the Veterans Health Administration's transformation and long-term strategies. The board would have the authority to review and sign off on major operational and business plans and the VHA budget request. This board would also help the department find and appoint a CEO of sorts to lead VHA for a 5-year term. Nancy Schlichting is the chair of the VA Commission on Care.
That position has turned over repeatedly. And so the ability to set that tone and follow through on a whole host of strategic initiatives and making decisions on a daily basis gets cut off, and then the next person comes in. And it's very hard for an organization, other than to hunker down and sort of wait for the next leader, very hard for an organization to embrace those kinds of changes. The reason the board is, in our view, very important is, first of all, a board stands behind that individual and helps them be better. They are there for a broad base of input, expertise, again, that level of accountability, which happens on a more regular, routine, and organized basis. So that board sitting there saying, you know, we thought this was your strategic plan. It's not to usurp Congress, but it's to get that performance up.
But a lot of members on the House and Senate seem to think the board isn't a good idea. House VA Committee Chairman Jeff Miller.
Outsourcing the crucial role of a cabinet secretary to an independent board that is neither elected nor accountable to the American people would be irresponsible, in my opinion, and inappropriate, not to mention unconstitutional.
Senator Tom Tillis.
The board of directors one is probably the one where you don't have me. And the reason for that is I feel like that this committee is the closest thing to a board of directors as we should have. And if we add that other layer, I'd be interested in your feedback and why you think it's different. But if we add that other layer, then I think we could have VA leadership that get monthly floggings from 2 different groups, potentially. And I don't know that that's necessarily productive. I kind of enjoy our monthly floggings, and wouldn't want to share that with anybody. But in all seriousness, I just think it's something that we should look at.
There's also some disagreement between the administration, some members of Congress, and the commission itself over the role that VA should play in coordinating a system of integrated health care and what that implementation plan should look like. Secretary McDonald.
But the question is how much unfettered access to the private sector do you allow the individual veteran, and who takes responsibility for integrating their health care? We believe that as the VA, we need to take that responsibility, that when a veteran goes out to the private sector, we still have to own the responsibility for that health care, and the integrator tends to be the primary care doctor. And that if we don't do that, that it results in not very good care, and also dysfunctional care because it's not integrated. It also results in higher cost care because those doctors that they may go to, first of all, may not be qualified by us as being capable, being high quality enough to be in that network. and secondly, may not follow the standards of cost that are necessary to be part of that network.
But others see it a little differently, and the VA has some issues with the cost estimates that the commission gave for its plan. David Shulkin is the VA's Undersecretary for Health. He says the department currently spends about $13 billion a year on veterans' health care through both the CHOICE program and community care funding. VA submitted its own plan to integrate both types of care to Congress last fall. The department says it'll need $17 billion to implement. But Shulkin says the commission's plan is more expensive. Even with a wide consensus on a lot of these issues, it's still unclear when the department will be able to act on them. Nancy Schlichting.
We clearly do not want this report to sit on a shelf, and we ask for your help to make our report come to life through enabling legislation that was included that does require your action.
Miller promised the commission its report wouldn't go unnoticed.
But it is incumbent on all of us not to let the work of this commission fall by the wayside like so many other studies have. And I assured you both, this is not one that will sit on a shelf and gather dust. Ignoring this opportunity would be a dereliction of our duty.
Renee Campos is the Deputy Director of Government Relations for the Military Officers Association of America. She has a similar call to action.
I would like to put up right up front that we want to see the exhaustive work of the commission and the critical legislation proposed by the Congress and administration be enacted this year. The panels before us have already discussed that, the budget, the Veterans First Act, and appeals modernization, those particular ones.
Solutions to many of the problems the commission identified are already in several pieces of legislation currently pending in the House and Senate. McDonald reminded the Senate of that fact multiple times and pushed for the Senate committee's Veterans First Act as the solution moving forward. Senator John Tester had a similar thought.
Damn, we got to get Veterans First Act passed. We just do.
That bill passed the committee back in May, but hasn't made it to the Senate floor for debate. In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this story with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.